Some might say to me, let's go around the world trying to be set free, but I...
Back here, Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic. And yes, that is Bronson Arroyo, former big league pitcher, who is in the band Bronson Arroyo and the 04, Some Might Say, is the new album. And we say hello now to Bronson, who is on the line with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Yeah. So you're known, obviously, as a Major League Baseball pitcher, had the leg kick. You know, I grew up close to Cincinnati, going up to Reds games, so would see you play. But you also have been a musician your whole life and love music. So now that your big league career is done, you've kind of shifted into your next dream. How much fun has this journey been?
Making this record has been fantastic, man. You know, I've been playing music since I was in the minor leagues when I was 22. It was around me a lot as a kid, but I never really partaked in it a whole lot. I was just, you know, climbing trees as a kid and playing sports. But somebody gave me an acoustic guitar when I was in Double A with the Pirates in a little town called Altoona, Pennsylvania. And so, you know, I just started hacking away on the guitar, and it was like wanting to just play around the campfire and hear songs that I'd loved as a kid from Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And then, you know, it just slowly grew into something that was just under my skin in a way that I just couldn't let it go. And so as you see that your career is slowly winding down, and even though I played till I was 40 years old, which is unusual, you know, you knew it was going to end at some point. And, you know, thinking about taking music to the next level, I've played in cover bands for a long time. I still play in a cover band in Cincinnati. And but to write your own stories, you know, was going to be a little bit of a different thing, and I wanted to take a shot at it. And this was kind of that first crack at putting, you know, stories down on tape that were my own.
Very cool. Talking to Bronson Arroyo, as he has a new album out with his band, Bronson Arroyo and the 04, Some Might Say, is the album, and it's we're on Apple Music, Spotify, all those things. And so, am I right in saying you played for the Sounds coming up through the ranks, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I was there parts of 3 years. I was there. I got called up in 99 for the first time. I played there in 2000, 2001, and 2002. I was actually there parts of 4 seasons at the old stadium.
Yeah. Okay. So, how much did that help influence, even though you're already playing guitar, but being in Music City playing baseball, how much did that play into your next career?
Yeah, I mean, it was always nice to be in a town where you could see live music, and obviously Nashville is, you know, almost the pinnacle of the planet in that regard. You know, you'd go down to Tootsie's and just see people, and it was just, you know, it was really mind-boggling, honestly, to see how many quality musicians were out there that you'd never heard of, and to realize that landscape is not like sports, right? I mean, in sports, if you put up numbers, right, if you hit 50 homers every year, nobody can really take that from you, and you're gonna ascend to the highest level of the sport. But in music, it's a lot of times an opinion, and you can see so many fantastic players around the world, you know. And so, and part of me putting my own music out is not having those higher expectations. It's just more about the fact that, you know, this is what I enjoy to do. If people come to a show, I hope they enjoy what I'm doing and come back again.
We've got Bronson Arroyo on with us right now. Bronson, you know, when you were playing baseball, you're the pitcher, so you're the center of attention. What was it like when you performed the first time on stage, being the center of attention, kind of in a different light? What would you say that was like for you? Were you nervous?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably more nervous playing music now than playing baseball, you know, even after being on stage, you know, probably a couple of hundred times over the last decade. I think that first time I played, it was 2003. I was receiving the Minor League Pitcher of the Year award from Bud Selig in Boston, Massachusetts. And Peter Gammons, the great writer from ESPN, said to me, "Hey, me and Theo Epstein, the general manager of the Red Sox, have a charity event called Hot Stove Cool Music. And we raise money for kids in the area." And he said, "You want to come to the show?" I said, "Sure." So I was backstage, and I was hanging out with Jack McDowell from the White Sox, and he had an old Fender, and Peter asked me if I wanted to play a song, and I jumped up and played Black by Pearl Jam. And you know, I'd been playing in my basement for years and years, but to stand in front of 1,000 people on a microphone was a totally different ball game. And it was definitely nerve-wracking, but also gave you a rush and a buzz of something that you realize, like, hey, maybe I want a little bit, you know, I want more of this taste of this excitement here.
So coming up, you've got a couple acts in Tempe, Arizona on February 26th, just in a couple days. You're going to be performing at the Ennings Festival, and then March 19th in Tampa, Florida at the Raymond James Stadium grounds. Looking at this Tampa act that you've got coming up, it's a two-day festival that'll include Imagine Dragons, Pitbull, Dave Matthews Band, one of my personal favorites, The Third Eye Blind, and a lot of more bands, including your own. What's it like to, you know, be performing alongside with some such established bands like Imagine Dragons? I think of Dave Matthews Band. I mean, yeah. Been performing, one of the best in the business. What's it like to be, you know, performing alongside them?
Yeah, it's going to be an honor, honestly. You know, it's like being in the big leagues for the first time and pitching to Barry Bonds and guys like Mark McGwire. I mean, you know, you've been collecting baseball cards from these guys since you're a little kid, and now you're standing on the mound and you're thinking, man, this is my opposition. But, you know, musically, you know, I've loved Dave Matthews, Third Eye Blind. That first record is one of my favorite records of all time. I've listened to it, you know, hundreds of times riding on buses in the minor leagues. And you know, to just hang with these guys. I mean, Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish, I love that first Cracked Rear View record, and he's a Reds fan, and we've gotten to hang out over the years. And just, you know, to just be in these guys' presence and realize, though, that they're human and that, you know, they're up on stage, but there's nothing that they're doing up there that is insurmountable. And so it's you know, I feel confident in going out there and performing, you know, next to these giants of the music world, and it should be fun.
Bronson Arroyo is with us here on Chase and Michelle. You know, you spent 9 seasons with the Reds. I know you won a World Series with the Red Sox, but, you know, that's kind of how I remember you, is with the Cincinnati Reds. Saw you pitch a few times going up there. What does that organization mean to you? I know you're going to join the Reds Hall of Fame, or in the Reds Hall of Fame. What did the Reds organization mean to you?
You know, when I left Boston, I was really, really disappointed, right? We had won that World Series in 04. We pushed close to a World Series in 05 and got beat by the White Sox. And I signed a 3-year undervalued deal because I wanted to stay in that town, and they immediately kind of shipped me off to Cincinnati. And, you know, I was so disappointed, but I found a home here, really. You know, I found a place that was a little bit more my speed, kind of a smaller city, as Nashville is in a way. Like, you can find fine dining, and you can see a good rock show, and you can see, you know, good sports here, but you also can get away and feel like you're in the suburbs and just a 20-minute drive. And so, you know, Cincinnati is felt like home. I married a girl that's local here to Cincinnati, and, you know, being in an organization for 9 years is a little unusual these days, right? We bounce around from team to team because of contract negotiations and stuff. And so just to have survived in this uniform long enough to amass 108 wins for this team and go into their Hall of Fame is something I'm super grateful for. You don't think about that when you're thinking about playing the game. You're usually thinking about either winning a World Series or just surviving at the major league level to make some good money. And, you know, to be able to go down in history, a plaque of my face is going to be sitting inside that museum right next to Pete Rose and Johnny Bench for the rest of my life is pretty amazing.
We got Bronson Arroyo on with us on Chase and Michelle right now. So you've played in a lot of baseball stadiums. Okay, I'm going to ask you a little two-parter here. Which is your favorite stadium to play in, and then which do you think would be the coolest to perform in as a singer and with your band?
Ooh.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, I think, wow. You know, it's the stadiums that you love a lot of times are places you've had success in that, like, so for instance, Dodger Stadium, the mound is amazing. There's a different type of dirt on that mound, you know, so I loved pitching in Dodger Stadium. But I'd say, you know, it's a lot of the older parks that really have that nostalgia. It's Fenway, it's Wrigley, it's Dodger Stadium, it's old Yankee Stadium. Those really made you feel cozy. I mean, Pittsburgh, PNC Park has got an amazing, though, field. Like, the view of the city is amazing. There's a lot of places that I liked. I loved Seattle. But if I had to perform in one stadium, it would probably be Fenway, because I'd love to have the band right up against the Green Monster. It'd
yes.
be like, to have that be the backdrop to the band would be pretty cool.
Okay, I got it. Before we let you go, I do have to ask this, because I know growing up with Reds fans, they would try and emulate the leg kick. And I don't know how many calls you got from parents of kids, you know, pulling something, but where did the leg kick come from in your windup?
That's 1984-85. I'm living down in the Keys, and somehow my parents were Mets fans. And if you know about the mid-80s Mets, you know Dwight Gooden was a stud, and he had kind of a high leg kick, and that was what my 7- and 8-year-old mind morphed out of watching Dwight Gooden and trying to emulate him. And like you said, over the years, every time I coach a baseball camp, I got parents who are just saying, like, you know, my kid's always trying to do your leg kick and he can't do it, you know. And it's something you would never teach a kid because it's so unorthodox. Most people don't have hamstrings that are loose enough to do that without kind of rocking backwards. But But for me, it became, you know, something that was comfortable and felt like it was very efficient, and it wasn't using up a lot of energy before I threw the baseball. So it wound up working out. But I didn't even know it was that unusual until I started watching myself back on film in my 20s, really.
I mean, I have one of your baseball cards that with it. Like, it's the coolest thing ever. Bronson Arroyo and the 04, some might say it is available now on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, et cetera, wherever you get your music. Bronson, this has been a lot of fun. Congratulations on the next career, and best of luck moving forward.
I appreciate you guys giving me some time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Bronson Arroyo joining us. That was fun. Former Sound. I thought so, but you know, obviously known with the Cincinnati Reds, and now has some music. That's what you heard coming back from break. So again, mm-hmm. Check that out on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, all of those things, and a World Series champion. Appreciate him for taking the time to join us today. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Titans because we have to talk about this. I mean, Nick sent it. One of you sent, I can't remember who sent it yet.
It.
You sent it yesterday of A.J. Brown. He just keeps coming back up. We will discuss coming up next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.